or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This third hour will be jam-packed with news and Catherine Albrecht. Dr. Catherine Albrecht, expert on the surveillance grid. Right now, let's go back to Dan in Georgia. Dan, so what does your TSA friend tell you?
Well, right now he's suffering from cancer that he got from the machines at the Atlanta airport.
Oh.
And I took some of your articles and emailed them to him, and it created an uproar at the Atlanta airport.
See, we've got to do that. People don't know how they can take all our articles. By the way, we John Hopkins, they have cancer clusters for 8 years where they've had naked body scanners in Boston, and they covered it up. Sevenfold increase in cancer of the TSA workers. And so it created an uproar, huh, when they got those messages?
Well, yes. They had a lot of people that have gotten sick and disappeared, and a lot of them did get cancer.
Let me stop you right there. That's why Austin, they want to squeeze people. They're scanning everybody in Austin. They're being particularly mean because they know that's what the legislatures are and because they fought them. Literally, the feds are showing us. But it doesn't matter. Those are all walking dead. So go ahead and laugh at us. You're all dead. Your bosses are going to radiate you. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your friend.
Well, he's a good guy, and he feeds me information. Like just the other week, there was 25 Chilean soldiers come through the airport wearing civilian clothes, and they had to call him because their rifles were not locked. They didn't even have a key to lock their rifles up, and he had to go and try to find a way to lock their rifles
up. That's right. Foreigners are allowed to have guns. Citizens are scum. Again. In the new America, the new re-education camp America, we're the bad guys. Anybody else is good.
And he feels that American people just aren't going to wake up, but we still got hope.
Well, I bash the TSA a lot because of the leadership of it and everything. But again, despite all the things I say about them, half the time they go, listen, we want to get control of the union and not have to do this, and we know it's bad. And I'm like, well, you better quit me. And they're like, I need the job. But then every time I refuse the scanner, they send over the manager. And that's always the thug going, Jones, troublemaker. And I look at the guy and I go, you're actually trying to intimidate me? You're not embarrassed to act like this? You're not intimidating. It's really weird. I mean, these people are scum. Can you imagine wanting an authority job so you could swing your weight around on people? Can you imagine how pathetic those people must be?
I'm not cut out like that myself, but I'm not going to the reorganization retraining camps. In fact, I'm loading magazines now, these 100-round drums, just so that I'll be ready when the time comes. And I've hooked up with some Green Berets. And they know what's going down. And I found myself sitting at a Cracker Barrel restaurant with three Green Berets and three SWAT team trainers. And I was a low man on the totem pole.
Oh, and you say they're aware of what's going on?
They are aware, and they are preparing. And I've known this one Green Beret most of my life. That's why I'm part of their group now. But they are very aware. In fact, I remember seeing him bring home books about the continuity of government and the building of nation building. And they were classified as restricted, highly restricted. I didn't get to do anything but thumb through them, nothing but writing, but he had to sign for each and every book.
Yeah, that's bad news. Basically, it's money-changing, fractional reserve banking, fraud families run the whole planet. They're mopping up the final countries. They want to mop up freedom in America, and they're getting checkmated because our forebears gave us the liberties. They fought for liberties and put them in place. So it's a time bomb for the New World Order. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us into this hour. It is the seventh day of May 2012 on this Monday edition. We have a wonderful planet, a wonderful country. There are good people all across this world. The good people outnumber the bad people. But if you watch the news, everything is childlike. Everything is done in a joking way. Except for when they get real serious and talk to you like you're a child and say the government wants to keep you safe. Well, what is the government? It's not the country. And when the government goes bad, you get tyranny. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Thomas Jefferson said that. George Washington said similar things. And this is really common sense that we're talking about here, my friends. This is common sense, and it's time to warn everyone you know and say no to the tyranny. I mean, I remember, just to show how our State Department has changed, because it's been corrupt for a long time, but a decade or so ago, the State Department put out reports about China putting baby parts in cosmetics and selling political dissidents' organs. And then a few years later, they put out a piece debunking conspiracy theories with no facts and said that it was a conspiracy theory that China sold political dissidents' organs or used baby parts for different medicines and cosmetics, not mentioning that the State Department previously had talked about it. I mean, the State Department doesn't criticize Chinese human rights abuses on any front now to speak of. And now China uses us as the model, saying we're going to pass our own NDAA to secretly arrest citizens. We're going to do all of this, and it's no big deal. And they said because America did. Now, let me show you another article, then we're going to go to our guest. Thousands of pills, 17,000 to be exact, filled with powdered human baby flesh discovered by customs officials in South Korea. And this is just one shipment. The pills are very popular. Women think it makes them beautiful. Many of the top cosmetic companies, this came out many years ago in France, are getting it from babies that have been killed in China. But folks, most of the vaccines you take are grown on dead fetal tissue. I mean, and again, I'd cover this and be called a conspiracy theorist because people couldn't believe this was happening. They just say, oh, you know what? You're making it up. You're making it up. It's not real. You're making it up. Our government would never do something like that. But all these governments are doing it. I mean, I just read where human rights aid from England is being used to forcibly sterilize people in India. All of this is giant covert operations going on domestically. Now, again, I heard this last year and didn't believe it and went and looked it up, and sure enough, it was true. And then earlier this year, what was it, in January, a federal court ruled that shareholders aren't allowed to be involved in the decisions or allowed to know exactly what they're doing with the baby parts in Pepsi. But one of our listeners heard me mention this at the first of the show and has made a graphic. It's now posted at Infowars.com on the front page if you want to see it. It says it shows a Pepsi bottle with a fetus being dropped down on top of it, imitating some of their real ads. And it says, now with dead fetus cells. Refresh your world with dead fetus cells for the flavoring. Well, industries want to take a byproduct and make it profitable. And you got millions of abortions a year here. You got tens of millions in China. I mean, the number's astronomical. And so they want to do something with it. And so now you've got White House advisors and others and top bioethicists coming out and saying babies are like mackerel. That's a quote by Peter Singer. Let's kill them up to age three. And then the big bioethicist board comes out and says, you know what? Since, you know, the kids, most of them are going to be born autistic or mentally retarded from all the stuff we're doing to them, let's just start killing them. From 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 58, to they're talking in 4 to 5 years, 1 out of 9 to 10. And then a few years after that, it'll be every 1 out of 3. And they're like, everything's fine. Everything's good. The government loves you. Take some more shots. And here is another article out of the Daily Mail. Watch what you type. Surveillance cameras so strong they can zoom in to read text messages. Now, I wanted to get Catherine Albrecht on because I saw a article in WorldNet Daily, and I saw a couple others in the Business Insider and others, and sure enough, went over to DARPA. That's who funds over 90% of the university technology training and research. And there they are saying what I knew a long time ago. They've been chipping some of the special forces and officers for a long time, and heads of state in other countries. That's been in the news. There's been rollouts to chip old people, and there's been rollouts to do things like chipping prisoners. That was in Reuters, and then it got pulled in California. They signed a contract, 6 years ago to do that, but then there was such a backlash it got pulled. So the point is, oh, you want to get in the cool Baja Beach Club, you got to have a microchip. That was going on 6-7 years ago. But now they're coming out saying, yeah, for their safety, for their medical reasons, they need a chip. So again, all this is happening. I wanted to get her on about that, but first I wanted to throw this at her with the internet censorship, CISPA, all this. Catherine, what do you make of the CIA director a month and a half ago admitting that they're building tech in to all the major appliances, dishwashers, computers, cell phones, to track and listen to everybody? Why do you think they're getting so brazen? Where just 6 years ago, Bush would lie and say, we're not spying on you without warrants. And now it's just get used to it. What do you think is happening? Why are they doing this right now? Again, Catherine Albrecht, who's a host on this network, needs no introduction. She's also a doctor from Harvard in these areas of research. And, of course, you can find out more at KatherineAlbrecht.com. What do you make of all this, Catherine? Why are they coming out in the open?
Well, you know, it's funny, isn't it, Alex? Because you and I have been warning people about this for over a decade, saying, yo, it's coming. And people say, oh, no, come on, that's that. You know, you're jumping the gun. It's just theoretical. It's just proposals. It's just patent filings. They're never actually going to do it. And, you know, it was a couple of years ago, something actually occurred to me, Alex, and I figured out how they do this. And I'm sure you've also figured this out probably long before I did, that first they'll accuse you of pie in the sky, you know, that'll never happen. Slippery slope, you're imagining things, you're a conspiracy theorist, but they floated out there anyway. They floated out in the Hollywood movies, they floated out in these proposals, they floated out in these weird news articles. Oftentimes I've had to correct a lot of them because they're simply flat wrong about, there was one Reuters put out that was picked up by hundreds of different news outlets that in Mexico, the attorney general was microchipping his staff, and I actually, you know, went back and tracked it down, and it wasn't hundreds of people like they'd said, it was only a handful. And anyway, so they give you kind of this.
They do it to normalize it. Like,
yes.
Hey, everybody's getting a chip.
But see, what's interesting about it, though, Alex, is when they first put it out there and then you pursue it, it turns out to not be true. So the people who are banging the gong and going, look out, this is terrifying, all wind up with egg on their face. They say, no, it's not happening. That's just Hollywood. Or, no, that wasn't 100 people. That was 3 people. What's wrong with you? And once it gets into the public psychology, and because, what, 97% of people are sitting there glued to their televisions all day long. Once it gets into your psyche and you can overcome that initial reluctance and that initial feeling of revulsion that everybody feels by saying, oh, no, it's not really real, then you wait a couple of years, then you turn around and you do it for real, and people are past that initial resistance. And at that point, people start saying, oh, yeah, you know, that old thing. And so what I've come to understand is you're either jumping the gun or you're beating a dead horse, but there's never a correct time to criticize the technology, and they've wired the game in such a way, they've rigged it, so we're either too early or we're too late. And I
that's
think
right, they phase it in to where now it's like, so they're setting up re-education camps to slave labor. I mean, what? Of course they are. We need them.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right. So when you first say it, then they want to dismiss you. You're a nut, and it's impossible. But yeah, you'll notice that they talk about it a lot. You know, it's not like it's quiet. It gets talked about, but laughed at, ridiculed. So it gets into people's heads, gets into their subconscious, and gets accepted, even though people think they're resisting it. And I'll give you a great example: the movie Minority Report. I know you've talked about this on your show too, Alex. Those spiders, you know, Tom Cruise is, he's trying to evade the bad guys, and they've got the spiders, and they come under the door and through the windows, and they go through the apartment onto everybody's bed, and it's just part of the, you know, your papers, please, on steroids, and they scan everybody's irises. And when we all saw that movie years ago, we were like, that's really creepy. How could, you know, whoa, that's Hollywood. Wow. Well, of course, it turns out that you've actually got companies that have now created those spiders that can actually do pretty much that. And all of us go, oh, yeah, whatever. You know, I saw that 10 years ago in Minority Report. Where's the outrage? Where's the shock? You know,
or face
so
recognition software when you walk by and the billboard is tailored to you. Now stuff like that's coming out, and it turns out it's all predictive programming to condition us to accept it. Catherine, every action movie I see now has checkpoints everywhere, and one of the actors will say, just a routine checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's a product placement or behavior placement, as they call it.
That's a good way of putting it. Yes.
I mean, this
is
so
creepy.
It's a
behavior placement. Thank you. That's a perfect, I love that description, because we know product placements. You see the Mountain Dew on the table 50 times, and the next time you're at the grocery store, you see Mountain Dew, and you go, oh, yeah, I know that. And your mind doesn't even associate. I know that because I saw it in a movie. But subconsciously, you're saying, oh, yeah, the beautiful starlet and that really hot action star, you know, they were drinking this, and then you just involuntarily reach out and grab it. Same thing
happens. You watch the Gran Torino, there's Diet Cokes everywhere. They're being paid for that. Or you watch other shows, there's McDonald's everywhere. But that's one thing. But when there's an anti-family, anti-liberty, pro-tyranny message, it just shows how creepy this is. And by the way, I didn't coin that, Catherine. I always called it propaganda placement or police state placement when they were selling tyranny. They came out in the Wall Street Journal a few years ago and said it's what the government's called quietly for years, behavior placement. So their word is behavior placement. And so, folks, realize, notice the unified field in all the media. That shows you how controlled it is. Your tax money is paying to brainwash.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The mess up that we make will be right. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too.
Yeah, tell them there's a world government coming down on us and we gotta say no.
Don't you know that?
Okay, Catherine, I'm gonna give you the floor in this short segment and then coming up the next to break down the latest from DARPA saying, well, we do want the troops to have microchips to monitor their health. We care about them. Tell us about that.
this DARPA thing is so freaky. And, you know, I took a bunch of classes at MIT because you can kind of cross and roll through Harvard and MIT. So I was at the Media Lab there for a while. And the Media Lab is where they do a lot of this really cutting edge kind of futuristic stuff. Like they had countertops that could tell what ingredients you put on them because of RFID tags. And that kind of ties into your earlier reference to all of our appliances being able to listen to us through the smart grid and transmit information. All that stuff going on through the Media Lab at MIT. And this whole thing with Minority Report, it was interesting, but Beth Gibbons from the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse actually talked to those guys. We interviewed her for our book, Spy Chips, and she said that the folks who put together the movie Minority Report actually interviewed people doing defense research and people working at MIT to come up with all of those topics and all those themes. So it's all... It's all part of a big picture of military, industrial, academic, corporate research happening behind the scenes and then somehow funneling its way in to these Hollywood movies to give you this futuristic view. And, of course, the reason they can get away with it, Hollywood paints it as something really dark and bad. And we all look at it and we root for the good guy and he's running away from the bad guys in the dark, encompassing surveillance world. And we're always cheering for the good guys. Nevertheless, even though they're giving you this image and encouraging you to root for the right guy, the rest of it is working its way deep, deep into your subconscious. Now, this thing about DARPA, I don't know to what extent this is vaporware. DARPA is, as your listeners are probably aware, the defense research thing here, which is they are the people who put out our tax dollars and then ask for proposals and solicitations from companies out there. And this is why we know about them, because they are required by law to make these public because they're spending public dollars. And they say, here is a request for proposals. Here's what we want to do. We have money. Companies out there, submit back to us. Give it your best shot. Tell us how you could pull this off. And then we will pay you and give you the contract. And then you develop it. And at that point, it becomes top secret and nobody hears about it. But during this solicitation process, if people want to check this out, they can go to DARPA.mil. And I'm always nervous going to any .mil website, especially DARPA's website, because believe me, if there's ever a website that could, like, I don't know, look through your brain through the computer screen, it would be DARPA. So I would encourage you to be careful going to DARPA.mil. You know, StartPage has the proxy, so that's how I get there. But if you
let me just stop you. You're not being paranoid. When people went to get that Obama car rebate, it would give them a message saying the federal government has taken control of your computer.
I remember that. I remember that. People freaked out.
No, Google's now been caught breaking passwords, stealing them, just out of hand, breaking through cookie blockers.
And tracking the iPhones and, yeah, all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, so, but you're still paranoid and bad because you were proven right. Please continue, bad lady.
So startpage.com, and I just have to put in a plug because there's a free proxy there. So if you search for DARPA.mil or solicitations or requests for proposals at StartPage, you will be able underneath to click the proxy link to the DARPA.mil website, and StartPage will load it on its servers, and you can see it on their servers, so you never connect with DARPA, and DARPA never sees you, so they can't put software on your computer, they can't read your cookies, they can't put malware on, they can't do anything. They don't know you're there. They're just seeing StartPage's servers. So that's how I get there. But once you get there, you can look up, and I'm on a couple of different pages here. One of them is opportunities/solicitations, and you can see all the things that DARPA is required by law to tell the public that they are looking to spend money on. And of course, in amongst there is this really disturbing one that they wrote about in the World in a Daily article. This is called in vivo, meaning in live living flesh, in actual animals or humans, in vivo nanosensors for diagnostics. It is solicitation number DARPA BAA-1233. So you can find it right there on the DARPA.mil website. Again, go through startpage.com though. And when you get there, I'll just read the quick description. This is the very short summary. They say the goal is to develop biocompatible nanosensors that provide continuous, non-invasive, and highly accurate measurement of a variety of conditions and substances within the living tissue of animals, plants, and insects. Using non-toxic materials, the sensors will permit qualitative and quantitative assessment over large concentration ranges of glucose, lactate, and urea in large molecules. So they're talking nanosensors. They say they're not invasive, but these things are obviously deep in
the flesh. Oh, yeah, I saw the Pentagon new battle suit, and it automatically test your urine and all this. Stay right there. We're going to come back and get into these. And, guys, reprint me those articles from 2 weeks ago about dangerous nanotech is in hundreds of foods and products, because now they're admitting that's getting in people's brains. There's already nanotech in the food we're eating.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I'm your masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs. Here they hide behind walls. Here they hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
The key to understanding why this is being done, I want to get Catherine's take on this. But from my perspective and research, the elite believe they're going to become God. Now, the media picks that up and says, Alex Jones says the elite are going to become God. No, that's not what I say in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That's not what I say on the show. The elite, and I give sources where they say they believe they're going to merge with machines and that that is the new evolutionary jump that's going to happen. And they're going to set up their planetary system and basically get rid of the population before we ever even get to that point. Now, whether they're going to carry that out or not, I don't know. But they've already been carrying out the precursors to it. And so, yeah, that's a scary thing. But it's real. And that's what we're facing as a society. Catherine, if you're just joining us, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, researcher, author into these subjects. From your research, what makes the globalists tick? What type of world are they trying to build? I mean, Google says they want to own the internet. They want to have over-the-horizon predictive powers with the computers to be able to tell mass events before they take place. It's a surveillance system where they can tell where mass movements are going to be able to head them off. But it's still humans at the end of the day that are in control of this, and humans that are willing to dominate and break laws. And so we have incredible power in the hands of very sadistic, wicked people. I mean, the final equation from your research, what is the New World Order? What is their end game? And what are some of the other cutting-edge developments that you're watching?
You know, you really pegged it, because we all know the old phrase, knowledge is power. And this is about power. We also know Lord Acton's phrase, power corrupts absolutely. And what we're now coming to a point, and you ask what drives these people, I think it is an unbridled lust for the ultimate form of power, which is the ability to decide who lives and who dies, the ability to decide who can procreate or who can live forever, the ability to decide which trees fall in which forest or where a frog jumps or everything else. Because in my research, I mean, you've got the IBM planetary skin. You've got them putting sensors in oceans. You've got them putting sensors in forests, into trees. I ran across a document by a big international forestry organization that actually came up with some statistics to figure out what it would cost to put an RFID microchip spy chip in every single sapling, every single tree on planet Earth. You know, the planet is getting small enough now that they're actually envisioning the ability to identify every single last animal and microchip them all. So it's really, you know, what would inspire someone to want to do that? And the only thing that I can think that would inspire someone to want to do that is if they're kind of tapping into a darker desire, which gets us onto the spiritual realm, which is the desire to be completely and totally in control, like God. And, you know, you can go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and, of course, the conversation that occurred there between Satan and Adam and Eve, that conversation, you know, the foundation of Western civilization, trace it all the way back to its beginning, and that conversation was all about power. You know, the knowledge of good and evil, you will become like gods. Just take a bite out of this apple. And, by the way, let me point out that all you listeners out there who have Apple iPads and iPhones and laptop computers, you are carrying around the visual representation of that symbol all day long. You've got the apple with a bite out of it. That represents a deal that was struck when the offer was made. Hey, listen, I will make you like gods. You will have the power of God. And, of course, the reality is the only power from God is from God. You know, when God gives you power, that's real power. When God has power, that's real power. But when you get into this technological, twisted, dark stuff, it always, always, always comes with a price. And, in fact, we opened Spy Chips with a quote by C.P. Snow from the New York Times. This is back in the 1970s. And he said, technology is a queer gift. It gives you great gifts with one hand and stabs you in the back with the other. And I can think of no technology. I've been reading all these books about the Luddites and about, you know, the 1800s and the implementation of all these technologies and where they all got their start. And all of them have come with this huge downside. And ultimately, that downside is going to be the destruction of our entire planet. Look at what's going on over in Fukushima. Look at what, you know, happened to Hiroshima.
And by the way, I have more articles. Speaking of that, Fukushima reactor number 4, vulnerable to catastrophic collapse, could unleash 85 times the cesium-137 radiation of Chernobyl. And the Japanese government even admits that. The Pentagon says it's a national security threat, but they just had the EPA and FDA raise the level and say that higher levels of radiation is now just safe. Again, they could care less about real environmental crises. They're telling us humans are evil because of carbon dioxide, but reactors blowing up, that's not a problem.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And yeah, they will keep moving the bar, and that's what's happening. You keep moving the bar further and further out as to what's acceptable, what's tolerable, what we'll put up with. And this is one of the things that I said to Bob Unruh when he interviewed me from WorldNet Daily, is that, listen, they're not going to come one day with tanks and guns, and maybe they will, but believe me, it's not going to happen until people are really softened up for it, and say, hey, get a microchip. It's going to be little by little, and you're going to have, you know, kids 15, 18 years old going, cool, you mean if I have a microchip, microchip implant, then I can just ask questions and my Google goggles will just give me the answer.
No, exactly. That's what the Pentagon said decades ago, as you know, is that they would entice people. DARPA said people will basically end up begging for all of this. And then the final pockets of Luddites, of Amish, of people like that, that are already being harassed, it'll be, well, they weren't giving them training, or they weren't giving them access to all this, and then they'll come and be picked up for other reasons. They always phase it in, like the TSA, like everything else.
You know, I talk about on my radio show a lot, Alex, that there's an 80% cutoff, that once you've got 80% of the population doing anything, fill in the blank, whatever it is, then you can force the other 20% to get on board. And I'm already seeing this with the toll transfer. Responders, those little things people put, the fast pass and easy pass things they put in their windshield to go through the tolls. I won't use one. I don't use one. I never will use one. I will take surface streets before I'll use one of those things because that's an RFID-based spy chip tracking device in your car. However, now that they've got 80% of people on board in many communities around the country, now they're moving to make those mandatory where you can't even pay cash. There's no option of paying cash. Same thing is true with all of these different technologies. Once 80% of people have smartphones, there's going to be a requirement. You know, just like a social security number, you can't get a job without one. So all the holdouts back in the 30s, 40s, 50s who said, oh, that's the mark of the beast, they all had to sign up. Or they died off, and then their kids signed up. Same thing is going to happen with the cashless society. Same thing is going to happen with near-field communication cell phone payments. And ultimately, they're pushing for that same thing to happen with the implants. So I would look for the implants. It is, you know, we were out there protesting. I did a prayer vigil and a march against the chipping of the Alzheimer's patients in Florida. If people want to go to antichips.com, they can see not only the photos of that event, but they can also see, I don't know, it's like a 50-page document, an academic document that I wrote about those microchips causing cancer in laboratory animals. So there's also, I think, like a 100-page or 100-question FAQ, antichips.com. People can check it out and learn more about these implants. But, you know, the whole move of these implants, there are a couple of stupid companies like the Verichip Corporation, with all its various names, that come out and say, oh, well, we want to sell this as a product. I don't think it's going to happen that way. People don't want an ID microchip. But if you turn around and instead say, you'll be able to listen to music and access Facebook and you know, get your email through this little implant, you're going to have a stampede of people wanting to do it. And I think a part of it, Alex, and I know you and I are doing all we can, but our generation and the folks that are listening to this show, we are not doing a very good job reaching out to young people and helping them understand why this stuff matters. And we are not Madison Avenue. They are getting their information from the schools, which is the government, 12,000 hours of seat time. Actually, it's 14,000 hours of seat time. So they've got the government doing all of this forming. They've got television, which is all the folks we were just talking about, giving you all this in advance and doing the behavioral placements. And then we've got Madison Avenue, which has a definite interest in our kids not caring about privacy because they know the more they know about us, the more they can get us to part with our money. And so all of these forces and all of these informational sources are promoting this stuff. And we, who in past eras, you know, parents, grandparents, the people in your community, we are not having an influence on young people.
Well, there is no community. All there is television, and then people watch it, and then outside of watching it, they sit around and talk about what happened on the television. So human society is organized around a bunch of propaganda and brainwashing. And I mean, that's the proof of the New World Order's crimes is not just all the admissions and convictions, Catherine, but the anti-family, anti-human, poisonous messages they shovel. Let me ask you this. I mean, I know that a decade ago, WashTech, the Washington Post, had a monthly technology magazine, and I even interviewed one of their writers, and he went to a big symposium and bragged. He said the media is pushing body modification and all this ahead of getting everyone ready to take implantable chips. And you think about the fact that these globalists operate in 10, 20, 30-year plans and work in concert together as a ruling class, enjoying the fact that they govern the world and roll out the PR, and then we buy into it like an artificial habitat, like we're animals drinking from the poison, you know, water well that they've poisoned, the poison system. I mean, this is So what you're saying about technology being double-edged, they're designing it all to be oppressive and to have the back doors. And so I think it's the message of showing people how it's being deployed to ensnare and entrap. But then what do you do? Because already to communicate in the matrix and to reach people in the matrix, you have to be in the matrix.
Right. That's right. And, you know, I always go back, Alex, when I get frustrated by that, because I'm not going to get an iPhone. So I may be like that guy in the 1920s who was driving his mule team down Main Street while all the cars were honking, because I'm not going to get an iPhone. That's where I'm drawing the line, because I know that that's going to be near field communication. That is one step away from the implant. It's those phones, and they're already a privacy disaster. So what I take solace in, though, Alex, when I think about that is I always think about what it says in the Bible, what you intend. Intended for evil, I have turned to good. So there is nothing out there that Satan can throw at us, that these technological monsters who want this transhumanism, there's nothing that they can throw at us that if you maintain your integrity and stay within your own bounds, and I would encourage everybody, draw those boundaries now, because they're going to be really working on your psyche to try to get you to change them. Draw your boundaries now, figure out where they are, and then work within that. You know, I've got a very good friend who shares a lot of these views. She just got an Apple computer because she had to for work. And she says, well, you know, if I'm going to be logging onto Facebook, if I'm going to be logging onto these places for my work to convey these important privacy notions and to convey this important stuff, I'm going to do it with my eyes open, fully aware, and also not become addicted. They call it nomophobia, I think is the name of it. It's cell phone addiction. And they found that like over 50% of people are suffering from cell phone addiction.
Listen, I go to restaurants and places and people aren't even talking to each other, myself included. They're on the cell phones. Children, they've had studies, as you know, that have come out, are using a lot less words now. You can see people already being sucked into the matrix. What big studies came out a month ago? That it's reprogramming brains in a bad way and increasing autism. I mean, this is really, really coming to a head.
You know, I had somebody 28 years old write into me through my radio show and say, I went back to college. I'm in with a bunch of 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. And by the way, present company excluded, all you young people listening to Alex, amen to you and thumbs up. But, you know, he was writing that you can't even carry on a conversation with these people. They're shifting. Their eyes are shifting around. They're moving from foot to foot. They can't hear the end.
They have no attention span. They've been programmed down. I mean, we know it hurt children to have their attention span go from about an hour down to like 6-7 minutes for cartoons. Now it's a matter of seconds, and all they can do is gibber. And let me explain what I've understanding I've developed. Their brain waves are near, and this has been confirmed, near a dream state, and they're in a fantasy of a fake archetype program of the trendy they are. Of the Madison Avenue archetype they've taken on, and that's why they smile with pleasure and look down everyone else's scum. So it's like people in the Matrix walking around that they're movie stars in the Matrix. It's just like the movie The Matrix, where he says, I don't remember anything. Put me back in. You know, make me a movie star. They are walking around thinking they're trendy, and there's no one even home now.
You know, it is the most disturbing thing. And so what do we do? Well, first of all, I think it is okay to put your foot in the water and use some of these technologies. I do. I'm not going to get a microchip implant. They will have to shoot me before I will ever do that. Or if you believe what the Bible has to say about that, they will behead the people who will refuse to ultimately sign up for whatever form the mark of the beast takes. So I've got my lines that I've drawn. I pay for all my payments in cash. I do not use a credit card. I can count on my fingers the number of times I've used a credit card in the last 10 years.
We've got to keep cash alive.
We have to. But, you know, but again, I was thinking about this. The guy driving down Main Street in the 1920s in his mule cart, you know, at some point, that guy's going to get old and die, and then everybody drives a car. Or the people who said no to the telephones, who thought it was impersonal. You know, the Amish are fascinating to me because they've actually said no and let all of the freeway of technology race around them, and they're still on their mules without their phones. So,
well, I can see people 300 years ago seeing those cesspit cities and saying, we don't want any part of this, we're going to the countryside.
That's right. Well, there's a new study out today that perhaps you saw that actually the Amish are the only population in America that seems completely resistant against all of the allergies that our kids have. So you look at that and you go, okay, well, what is it? Is it exposure to radio, you know, electromagnetic radiation?
Well, that's what the top scientists are saying, is it's a cocktail. It's the GMO. It's the air conditioning chemicals. It's the computer screens. It's the frequency pollution.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was reading my Bible recently, and it refers to Satan as the prince of the air. And, you know, that really hit me. I was like, okay, so I've got a light outside my studio here that says on the air. And, you know, we're broadcasting out through the air. There's air all around us that is absolutely filled with communication. And fortunately, in our case, you know, we're communicating the good stuff. But a lot of what that's floating around is impacting people's bodies. We've got radio waves. We had television waves up until recently. We've got all of this wireless Wi-Fi, RFID, all this stuff coming through the air.
But we can't see it, and that's where the globalists always come at you, in the food, in the water, in the hidden tech inside your iPhone. Everything is hidden. That's what a cult means, is hidden, and they are the masters of the hidden world, and they've built this whole hidden world around us, and now they told us, oh, that stuff doesn't exist, children. But now, as they phase it out, they go, you know what? It did exist.
You know, and this is why, this just to tie this back to the nanotech thing and also to some of the other stuff we've been talking about. If they come up with this, if DARPA actually gets proposals on this and can pull it off, just a heads up for people, 12 months out, they want a safety demonstration in animals. By 42 months out, they actually want to demonstrate this nano platform tracking sensor in a large animal with 5 analyte detection. So a large animal, what are we talking, like a dog, a moose, a cow, I don't know. But 42 months out, they want that. At what point can they just inject this into us and we don't even know it's there?
Well, I got news for you. I know military that have taken chips. And I have, well, I'm not going to get in. I've had family that was told they were getting chips and now they won't talk about it. We'll be right back.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Just a castaway, a silent lost at sea.
this hour, we were mentioning the nanotech. I thought I'd give you a source on that. Chicago Tribune, MSNBC, and others. FDA says nanotech may need extra safety test. And the FDA is run by Monsanto, eugenicists, the globalist. I mean, it'll just make your head spin when you look at it. And they admit, oh, hundreds of food products and other things, they have nanotech in them. And yeah, it goes through the blood-brain barrier. These little nanotechs are in your brain. And then we'll just see neurological disorders, cancer, everything off the charts. It's getting, I mean, the numbers of pediatric cancers, diabetes, neurological disorders, breast cancer, we lead the world in that. It's all off the chart. And it's a tiny group of globalists who, A, could care less, but B, also like seeing people sick and dying, who are running this. And 99% of us plus need to understand that and get together and say, we are aware of your scientific dictatorship. We are aware of what you're trying to do, because they're not in full control yet. And exposure can bring them down. Catherine, in closing, how are you doing with the treatment you've undergone for breast cancer?
I have really good news on that. I am done at the end of this month. Done. And as your listeners know, I had stage 3 breast cancer, 16 months of treatment. It has been the journey of a lifetime here. And May 23rd is my absolute last day. I get my final treatment, and then they give me a big hug and they send me out into the world and say, good luck, honey. And at that point, it's just a lot of prayer to make sure that it never comes back. Because, you know, the thing about cancer, once you kick it, if it comes back, it usually comes back terminal, and then you've only got, you know, a couple of years. Now, some people fight it then, but in the case of breast cancer, stage 4 breast cancer has about a 3% survival rate. So
I don't have that.
But I'd love it if the listeners would please keep me in your prayers. May 23rd is my last day. KMAshow.com is my website, and I have been a little remiss in blogging, but I've got a whole ton of blog stuff in there about my journey with cancer, and I'm going to be updating that shortly. Also, Alex, I wanted to ask you, I would love to have you be our celebrity spokesperson for StartPage. So I'm just going to throw that out. Maybe you and I can talk off the air. But we love you, and we know that you are probably more than anybody else out there, the single voice who gets it, who understands the importance of this stuff, and who understands why we do not want to be under the thumb of these people who want to watch and track.
Yeah, well, I already use StartPage.com. If you click on the search engine tab at InfoWars.com, it takes you to a StartPage search system. We don't even use Google anymore, even though I call it the NSA search engine to try to educate people. It's just a criminal organism. I'll try to call you later today, Catherine. God bless you, and I'm flattered we'll talk soon.
God bless you. Thank you, Alex, for all you do.
You bet. There goes Catherine Albrecht, Dr. Catherine Albrecht. I am out of time here. Max, one of our IT guys, pointed out we had a whole bunch of people sign up for the free weekly newsletter. We also send out news alerts on it. Go to the right-hand side of InfoWars.com. It says the InfoWars Insider. Simply put in your email address right there, and it signs you up for the free newsletter and alerts. Everybody that signs up, coming up Wednesday, we're going to send out an email that gives you the new web address and everything for the beta testing of the new social network. And for a few weeks, we're going to be beta testing it, but you'll have first dibs at shutting it up there. I've had a lot of other stuff on the fire, but things are moving so quick, I'm just rushing everything out. This has been way behind, but I'm rushing a bunch of other new projects out. A social network for everybody to meet and get together. You can go to InfoWars.com/newsletter as well, and find the URL to sign up for free for the InfoWars Insider. And finally, don't forget, we also carry the book. It's sold out everywhere else, or selling out everywhere else. I'm told they're printing more, but we have some. The Strategic Relocation is available at InfoWars.com by Joel Skousen, and more. So key information on that front. Help us get the re-education camp news out. We'll cover on the news tonight, 7 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.